Down. Here, you kids, look after that great dog of yours. It'll frighten the baby into fits.
Come here, Timmy.
George was surprised he should be interested in a baby. Timmy whined and went to George, looking back at the woman. A tiny whimpering noise came from the shawl. Timmy was very disobedient. Before George could stop him, he was up on the seat again, pawing at the woman and whining. The man leapt up furiously.
Don't hit my dog! Don't hit him! He'll snap at you!
Mercifully, just at that moment, the train drew in at a station. Anne opened the door and suggested that they go into another carriage. The four of them, followed by a most unwilling Timmy, were soon getting into a compartment near the engine. George looked crossly at Timmy.
Whatever came over you, Tim? You were never interested in babies. Now sit down and don't move.
Timmy was surprised at George's cross voice, and he crept under the seat and stayed there. The train came to a little station where there was a small platform and stopped to let a few people get out.
It's Sea Green Holt. And there go the man, the woman and the baby. I must say, I wouldn't like them for a mum and dad.
It's quite dark now. It's a jolly good thing we caught the train. Mother will be getting worried.
It was nice to be in the cosy sitting room at Kirin Cottage again, eating an enormous tea and telling George's mother about their walk. She was very pleased with the nuts and blackberries. They told her about the man and woman and baby too, and how funny Timmy had been, pawing at the shawl.
He was funny before that, Aunt Fanny. There was a dog show on at Beckton, and Timmy must have read the posters and thought he would go in for it, because he suddenly dashed across the road and into the town hall where the show was being held.
Really? Well, perhaps he went to see if he could find the beautiful little white Pekingese that was stolen there today. Mrs. Harris rang up and told me about it. There was such a to-do. The little dog, which was worth £5,000, was cuddled down in a basket one minute, and the next it was gone. Nobody was seen to take it, and though they hunted in every corner of the hall, there was no sign of the dog.
Gracious! What a mystery! How could anyone possibly take a dog like that away without being seen?
Easy. Wrap it in a coat, or pop it in a shopping basket and cover it up. Then, walk through the crowd and out of the hall.
Or, wrap it in a shawl and pretend it was a baby. Like the little one in that dirty shawl in the train. I mean, we thought it was a baby, of course, but it could easily have been a dog, or a cat, or even a monkey. We couldn't see its face.
There was a sudden silence. Everyone was staring at Anne and thinking hard.
There's something in what Anne has just said. Something worth thinking about. Did anyone see even a glimpse of the baby's face or hair? Did you, Anne? You were the nearest.
No, I didn't. I did try to see, because I like babies. But the shawl was pulled right over the face and head. And don't you remember how interested Timmy was in it? He's never interested in babies, but he kept on jumping up and pawing at the shawl.
And do you remember how the baby whimpered? It was much more like a little dog whining than a baby, now I come to think of it. No wonder Timmy was excited. He knew it was a dog by the smell.
I say, this is jolly exciting. I vote we go to Sea Green Holt and snoop around the tiny village there.
No, I will not have that, Julian. It's as dark as pitch outside, and I don't want you snooping around for dog thieves on your half-term holiday.
Oh, Aunt!
Ring up the police. Tell them what you've just told me. They'll be able to find out the truth very quickly. And they will be sure to know who had a baby and who hasn't. They can go round snooping quite safely.
All right.
Julian was sad to have a promising adventure snatched away so quickly. He went to the phone frowning. Aunt Fanny might have let him and Dick slip out to Sea Green in the dark. It would have been such fun. The police were most interested and asked a lot of questions. Julian told them all he knew, and everyone listened intently. Then Julian put down